In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Well, Tommy, I don't think that there's a field trip Friday that's complete without a trip to Adam Holt's or Paul Acey's house, because they always have the best snacks available. Paul, it's great to have you with us today.
It is so great to be here. Man, I want some of that coffee. I want some of that coffee. That
you got it.
Really fantastic.
We're going to make sure you get some. Hey, Paul.
Man, that shows that you really made it, I think, because if you have your own coffee blend, man, I tell you what.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It's got our pictures on. Basically, it's coffee with our pictures stuck on the front. But it really is a new blend that they came up with.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Hey, I'm really intrigued by this movie that's coming out soon. I think it's this weekend, and it's called Civil War. Can you talk about that? Give us your take.
You bet. You bet. So this is not a historical drama. This does not take us back to the Civil War. This is really talking about sort of a near future type of thing where it's an upcoming Civil War. Obviously, the makers were really thinking about the fractious political climate that we're in, right? You know, It does seem like so many times it's impossible to talk with people about issues because it's just this source of anger. And so I think the makers were thinking about that as they made this movie. Now, when you look at the trailer, when you even hear me talk about it, people might say, oh, okay, so this is a movie that has a really strong political bent. They're going to try to take on one side or the other and say, what a terrible thing this is. It's not really about that. Now, you might be able to see the makers sort of tip their hand every once in a while, but for the most part, you have a movie that deals so much more with the consequences of anger than the causes of it. This is really about the upshot of what might happen if all this strife led to the unimaginable. It focuses on this photojournalist called Lee Smith, who is traveling to Washington, D.C. through a bunch of war zones, trying to get an interview with the president of the United States. It might be his last interview. There are forces that are attacking Washington, D.C., and so it sort of takes us through this very, very difficult climate. Now, in terms of what you might expect family-wise, this is an R-rated movie. This is not one that's going to be great for most families, I don't think. And it is a war movie. It is super, super violent. You will see bloodshed. You will see killings. And I think because you see Americans killing other Americans, it can be even more jarring. So some language issues to be aware of as well. So this is a very harsh movie, but it's also very provocative. And you could walk away. If you decide to go see it, it might make you think a little bit as you walk out of the theater.
Wow. I think one of the things we definitely want to think about is the fact that we never want to see a civil war happen in our country again. And so we don't want history to repeat itself. Wow, that's sobering. So
it is sobering. It is it's not necessarily a great popcorn munching movie, but it is one that'll get you thinking for sure.
Okay. Got to come together. Okay. And then thank you for that. There's another one though. Let's go to streaming now. There's one called The Greatest Hits. Where's that coming out and what's that about?
So this is actually going to be on Hulu. It was out in theaters for just a split second last weekend.
Oh, really?
It got sort of a narrow release, so it probably wasn't out in a lot of places. But a week later, it's coming to Hulu. It's called The Greatest Hits, and it is really very different than the Civil War, I will just say. It's about this woman named Harriet, who lost her boyfriend Max in a car crash, a tragic car crash, a couple of years earlier. Now, when she listens to certain songs, those songs take her back to those moments when she first heard them with her boyfriend. Now, for most of us, I think music can be a huge catalyst, right? It always takes us back. I can hear a song from when I was in high school, and I can remember exactly what I was doing when I listened to it. But for Harriet, she believes that she is physically taken back in time. And as she believes that this is happening to her, she wonders whether she might be able to change the past and save her boyfriend. Meanwhile, she also finds herself attracted to another guy in the present. But when she's with him, she kind of feels like she's cheating on Max. So you have this very strange love triangle at play here in The Greatest Hits. It has some very interesting themes, obviously. This is a romance you don't typically see very often. But it has some nice themes about love and duty and all those types of things. I think the message could have been stronger because of the time travel conceit. It sort of sidesteps some questions about moving on, about dealing with grief, and that's something that all of us are going to have to deal with. So I think the messages could have been stronger. It also has plenty of problems. It's a rated PG-13, but you do have some sensuality. You have some LGBT content that you'll have to navigate. The language can be quite harsh. And of course, you do see a flashback to the car crash. So those are all elements. Before you flip on Hulu to watch, those are all elements you might want to consider before watching.
I just think that's such an interesting storytelling method in going back with the songs and kind of a bummer about those content issues, though.
It is, because it really didn't need it, right?
It's
one of those movies where it could have told the very same story without the content issues. And that's always just a difficult thing. So, it's really up to each individual, each family, just to decide what content issues are just going to be sort of a no-go. Check out our full review if you want to know more and if this feels like something you might be interested in watching.
This Friday, field trip day.
Field trip day.
Hey, there's Paul. Paul, thanks for letting us come by on this field trip. And we're going to jump into the long game. I know a lot of sports fans probably are interested in this.
Yeah, this is going to be probably the nicest, family-friendliest movie that's going to be released this week. The Long Game is a PG movie that's based on a true story. It features Dennis Quaid, who's obviously been doing a lot of inspirational dramas lately. This is not a Christian movie, but it does have a lot of really nice messages to it. Like I say, it's based on a true story, and it centers on five Mexican-American caddies who love the game of golf but don't have a lot of opportunity to play it. They live in the middle of Texas. Most of the golf clubs are in these country clubs that are super expensive and also quite racist. They don't allow Hispanic players in. But there's this new superintendent who comes to town, and he encourages these teams, essentially, to create their own high school golf team. So that's exactly what they do. And in 1957, this team of golfers, using used golf equipment, they wind up competing for the Texas High School State Golf Championship. It's a really, really inspiring story, a very sweet film that's well made, has some fantastic messages at its core. It's a PG movie, so there's not a lot of content to really worry about either. Now, there are some language concerns. If language is an issue for your family, this has more language than you would expect in a PG movie. But that's really about the only caveat that we have for this. And even if you don't like the game of golf, even if it puts you to sleep on Sundays, there might be some great messages to take away from this.
I'm really glad that you ended on that because I am one that would love to watch golf in preparation for my nap.
Yeah. I have a husband who is a golfer and loves to watch golf. So I guess that's date night for us, I guess. That's what we're doing. Going to the golf movie.
I would love a movie like this. I love these inspirational sports movies. And like you said, the themes that are underneath them that help us see life in those broad terms of going for your dream, supporting one another, family, those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And this has all of that. And it talks about dealing with racism, talks about dealing with prejudice, but dealing with it in a way that is positive, a way that pushes back, but retains, it's really taking the high road. And it's a very, very nice movie in terms of what it has to say. And that really is the great thing about a lot of these inspirational sports movies. I think that's why we see so many of them. They become these crucibles where we can look at the challenges in our own life, whether we golf or not. We all deal with difficult challenges that we have to overcome. And these movies can help us sort of think about those in a slightly different way, and that can help us deal with our own issues.
Okay. All right. Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for just highlighting these. We talked about the Civil War movie coming up, The Greatest Hits, and now The Long Game, the most family-friendly of these three. Paul, thanks for being with us today.